Welcome everybody to Disney World A to Z. This is the podcast for all things Walt Disney World from A to Z. We'll take you through the magic alphabetically. My name's Emma.
And my name is Josh. How's everybody doing? Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the podcast. Emma, how was your week? What's new?
It was good. I'm kind of excited about this podcast, this episode, though, because so I've been watching Bollywood movies, you know, like Bride and Prejudice. Mm-hmm. And like, so now I really want to eat like some curry and we have some delicious stuff. I feel like those movies have influenced this list a little bit.
Awesome. This is going to be fun. Yeah. So today's letter is Y. We went back and forth about what to talk about for Y. We landed on yummiest foods. And then specifically, as we kind of started making our list, we were like, you know, a lot of these are kind of lesser known fun meals at Disney World. So we're going to kind of make this a list of things that maybe people haven't heard of, meals that maybe are, you know, hidden in a resort somewhere. But then there's also going to be a few favorites as well that are probably a little bit more well known. So this is going to be a really fun list.
Yeah, we tried to go for stuff that we haven't mentioned before, and mm-hmm. I didn't realize until I was making this list how much of a snacker I am at Disney World. Like, everything I was thinking of was not really a proper meal. It was, like, a snack.
You know, honestly, if you're cool with just snacking at Disney World, that could be the most cost-effective way of doing it, and you get the biggest variety as well.
That's true.
So...
yeah, but yeah, we've done S for Snacks. We've done a couple other ones, but I don't feel like a lot of the stuff we're going to mention we haven't covered yet. So
I wonder too if you've got the dining plan, because I know that you can change out, what is it, a quick service credit? You can make that into a three snack credits. Is that how it works?
I think so. I think you can go down but not up. So I think you can also change a table service credit into a quick service credit.
Oh, right. Yes. I think. Okay.
But then also, yeah, the quick service can go into maybe a couple snacks. So.
Yeah. And in that way, you could end up having just – that would be great for the Food and Wine Festival. You could just go crazy. Boy. Okay. So let's talk about some of this kind of lesser known snacks and foods and meals and even a dessert or two I think we've got on this list around Disney World. You want to start for us, Emma?
Yeah, sure. So one spot that I feel like is just kind of a classic, like it's whenever I'm at the Animal Kingdom and I want to get something for lunch, I go for this. It's at the Yak and Yeti counter service. Mm-hmm. So this is right outside, not the table service. It's their honey chicken. It's tempura chicken, carrots, snap peas, honey sauce, and white rice. It's just really good. I think... does it still come? They used to come, they changed the packaging up every so often, but they used to come in these like really bright orange boxes that said Yak and Yeti on the outside. Yeah. And if you take it right across from the Yak and Yeti counter service, you know how there's that like Joy of Tea, isn't that what it's called? There's a tea stand right down the hill, but just kind of like tucked between that and what is that other thing, like the Coca-Cola store where they have frozen drinks, there's this really nice little seating area that's like right down by the water. You go down some steps to get to it, and it feels super hidden and like nice. Nobody knows about it, so it's the perfect place to eat your honey chicken.
I've only been to Yak and Yeti counter service once, and I think I got, it was like a Asian, like a ginger salad or something like that. Mm. It was really good too. So this is definitely a great spot if you want any sort of like chicken or salad or something
like
that.
It's just all really good. My brother Athos always gets the pork rolls, and my mom really likes the chicken fried rice. So I just feel like somebody, you know, there's something for everybody.
Yeah, I was very pleasantly surprised when we all went. Everybody, my whole family enjoyed what we got there. It was kind of like a last second, well, we got to eat something. And we were like, oh, let's just eat here. And then we were all like, this is really good. Pretty cost effective, too. Okay, so we're going to bounce over from Yak and Yeti in the Animal Kingdom. We're going to go over to the Polynesian Village Resort. We're going over to Captain Cook's, Emma. Something that I just experienced for the first time on my last trip was the pulled pork nachos, which I was just I was very surprised by. Topped with onions, cheese, spicy mayo, tomatoes, and pineapple salsa. I was just feeling a little bit like I just wanted some chips, and that was the closest thing to like a starchy chip sort of thing on the menu, and I was like, I'm just gonna get that, and then I loved it. I couldn't finish it though. They give you a lot, but other than the fact I couldn't finish it, and that was kind of sad to me. I really loved this pulled pork nachos. They were really, really good, and my wife got, what did she get while we were over there? She got some sort of like coconut
Oh, the meatballs, I bet.
Yeah, coconut meatballs.
Coconut Thai meatballs or something.
Yeah. I think I liked it more than she did. I think it was maybe a little bit too sweet for her for like a meal, but I thought it was good too. Anyways, Captain Cook's, nice little spot.
Yeah. And there, again, like lots of good stuff on the menu, like something to appeal to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, this is on the bottom floor of the Polynesian, kind of over by the exit, kind of over where like the pool and stuff are gonna be, sort of over in that area. So yeah, check that out, Captain Cook's. Delicious.
Yum. Also, you can get a Dole Whip there if you don't have a park ticket or can't right outside, go into the Magic Kingdom. It's like the perfect spot. All right, so since we're on the Seven Seas Lagoon, I think we should hop over to the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Because that's where my pick is from. I don't think I've ever mentioned this. It's been a while since I got it, but it was so good. It's the Floridian pancakes. So the breakfast, the Grand Floridian Cafe serves like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But in the morning, they have this. It's got roasted pecans, sun-dried cranberry, and house-made orange butter with bacon or sausage. And I especially remember that butter. Like it was really, like it was just like the perfect taste of orange, and it felt like a very Floridian pancake dish because I'm pretty sure they served it with like some slices of orange or like clementine pieces like on top of the pancakes, and it was just really good. I feel like that's one of those restaurants that I walk right by a lot, but when you stop and look at the menu, like I think there are some other really interesting things. They have like a lobster thermidor burger and like all these lobster things for breakfast as well, so it's definitely a neat spot and a little bit of a cheaper option at the Grand Floridian because some of those other spots, like, you know, 1900 Park Fair, Citrico's, can get pretty pricey.
I'm staying, so I haven't ever stayed at Grand Floridian before, and so I'm staying there in December. I was able to find one night of availability while I'm there with some DVC points, and so I'm excited. I think I'm going to try Grand Floridian Cafe. I know I need to eat at least one place over there. So I can say I've had some Grand Floridian food, and I think maybe I'll do the Grand Floridian Cafe. I don't know if I'll be able to do it for breakfast, but this sounds really good. But I'll definitely get over there for something. Or orange butter. House-made orange butter, you said.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Okay, let's see. Let's go over from the Grand Floridian and let's pop over to Saratoga Springs, which has a quick service spot that I know we've talked about on the show before, but it's so good. Artist Palette is the name of the restaurant. And the meal that I'm going to suggest is the sausage peppadew flatbread, which includes Italian sausage, sweet peppers, sauteed mushrooms with pizza sauce and three cheeses. When my wife and I stayed at Artist Palette, I guess that was last year, we loved Artist Palette. We went over and over and just got so many different meals for the time that we were at Saratoga Springs. Lots of sandwiches, lots of flatbreads, but definitely really, I think my favorite thing was this sausage peppadew flatbread. If you are over at Disney Springs and you're looking for some food and nothing in Disney Springs is jumping out to you, maybe just hop on the boat, go over to Saratoga and tell them you're trying to get to Artist Palette, and they will get you there. It's there in the – it's kind of connected to the lobby area where you check in, and it is delicious. But it's a big resort, so just make sure you end up in the right place.
You work up an appetite strolling there. Yeah,
that's true. You can walk there from Disney Springs too. So if you want to just walk over, burn the calories that you're about to intake from the flatbread, you can do it that way too. So there you go.
Yeah. So when I was thinking of things for this list, there was one that Josh heard me say when I was looking. I was just confirming it was still on the menu, and it wasn't. It's the tomato and mozzarella sandwich at the Boardwalk Bakery. Like, I couldn't believe it's been on that menu for years. But when I look on the Disney World website, it's not on the menu. It's kind of tragic. The sandwiches, I mean, they probably are still good at the Boardwalk Bakery. I've always liked the Boardwalk Bakery, but I'm kind of annoyed with them for getting rid of my sandwich now. But as I was looking through different menus, there's a new tomato and mozzarella sandwich at Kusafiri in the Animal Kingdom, which I would not have expected. Kusafiri is back in Africa. It's that little, like, window. They have nice cupcakes. It's right outside, the safari ride.
Yeah.
But they have a tomato and mozzarella sandwich with, I don't know how to pronounce this. Is it just ugly?
Ugly?
U-G-L-I. Ripe tomatoes, fresh mozzarella, pesto, aioli on focaccia roll. Served with house-made curry spice chips. That sounds really good.
Curry spice chips.
Full admission, I haven't actually tried this, but I was sad about my tomato mozzarella at the boardwalk.
Yeah,
so
I was gonna say we'll give you a pass since you're mourning the loss of your favorite meal over at the Boardwalk Cafe. I know that you have a very special place in your heart for the Boardwalk Cafe, so I'm sorry when they don't live up to what you hope them to be.
I'll have to stop by. I'm just so surprised. They've had the tomato mozzarella sandwich for, like, years. Like, I feel like there are some things that, like, if it's not there for, like, more than, say, 2 or 3 years, like, it'll probably get recycled. Mm-hmm. But then there are other things, like, menu items that, like, get there and stay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But the tomato mozzarella sandwich was not safe.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'll try to make you feel better by taking you over to Disney Springs. We're going back over to Disney Springs. We're going to Deluxe Burger, which is another place we've talked about here. But I don't know if I've ever shared my favorite burger. And I will tell you now, it is the Southern Burger, which is a signature blend beef topped with fried green tomato, pimento, lettuce, grilled onion, and bacon. Don't forget to get a small order of the fries. Small is perfectly fine amount of fries for one person, or even to share if you're not looking to be too greedy with your fries, which is not a thing that I do. I'm definitely greedy with my fries, so I just get the small for myself. But no, this is a great burger. If you're over in Disney Springs and you want a burger and fries, you know, I tried to look online the other day to see if there's like a definitive list of like the best fries in Disney World, and I can't find one. So maybe I'm gonna have to make this list.
Yeah, you should totally do it.
Yeah,
I'll put it up on my blog.
Yeah.
You could do it as a video or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe you should. Here's the thing. I've got to find like some other good fries at Disney World, like
to put on the list.
Yeah, said Blaze. Deluxe Burger has like bar none just the best fries at Disney World. They're the only ones that really feel like they're cooked in house. They have like that more, I don't know how to explain. I think they might be cooked in like peanut oil, but they've got a little bit of a tinge of like vinegar on them. And they're just really good. And they've got all the different sauces that you can try, and they'll ask you what sauces you want. They've got them up on the menu. You can get like garlic ranch or ketchup or, you know, whatever else. They have a few different other blends that are fun. So yeah, I cannot recommend Deluxe Burger enough. I know I talk about it a lot on the show,
nice,
but boy, it's
milkshakes
good.
Too.
Oh,
yeah,
great,
it's
milkshakes.
Really good.
Yeah. Don't miss out on Deluxe Burger if you're over at Disney Springs, and especially if you get off of the bus at Disney Springs. It's not, I know that Disney Springs is a big place, but Deluxe Burger is not very far from the bus stop, so it's not
right by the, well, not the, I guess there are lots of water bits, but like there's a nice seating area by the water, and it's not far from the like tickets guest
yeah
services,
it's
right
there by the welcome center. Yes, exactly. So yeah, definitely worth a check out if you've not been over to Deluxe Burger yet.
Well, if we did do a fry list, I just thought of one I would nominate. The fries at Yorkshire Fish and Chips in England at Epcot.
Oh, yeah. You know,
they're really good.
I was looking at a list. I was trying to find a list, but I couldn't find like a top list. But I saw somebody say that the fries at Yorkshire were really, really good. So tell me about
this. Yeah. You can just get them as a side if you don't want the chips. The fish, if you don't want the fish. The fish is really good, too, though. This is another one of those spots that I feel like we just always have to stop. In fact, Athos has dragged me from the boardwalk into Epcot sometimes just to get this meal. One time he dragged me in, like we weren't even supposed to go into Epcot, and he was like, I need these fish and chips. So I was like, okay, fine.
I need them.
Fine. So he drags me in, and then he tries to drag me all the way to France to get him a brioche ice cream sandwich. And I was like, don't push your luck, kid. yeah, that was pretty funny. But it is so close to, if you're at the Boardwalk or the Yacht Club, it is like right beyond International Gateway. It's not far at all. The chips, I like, or chips is the British expression, of course, the fries, I like that like steak fry.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. And they're a little bit more like that. Not perfectly, not exactly like that, but like they're nice and thick and crispy on the outside and soft on the inside.
Nice.
I just think they're so good. And then they have like the malt vinegar packets, so you can like kind of drench them in malt vinegar. And then if you get the fish is, you know, crispy and fried as well, and just so, so good. Definitely recommend.
I've walked past this place 100 times and said, oh, should I? And then I never do. Because it's like if I'm walking past there, I'm like, you know, I'm getting close to France and I could just go get my ham and cheese sandwich.
That's true. That is a dilemma. Yeah.
Speaking of France, this was an interesting segue. That's where I'm going. I'm taking you guys next. We're going over to Chef de France, and I'm going to try to pronounce this correctly, but I'm not sure if I'll be able to. A la flamme.
Alsacien.
Yeah, that's it.
Alsacien, maybe.
What she said. You know, it's okay. If you commit to a saying of it, and I'll just agree with you because I don't know. This is a flatbread. It's on the menu at Chef de France. It's got a creme fraiche. Onion and bacon. Boy, I got this a couple months ago when I went with Kelly. It was so good. And the nice thing, because Chef de France is not an inexpensive restaurant, but these flatbreads were like 10, 11 bucks, something like that.
That's nice.
And they were big. Like, this was a full menu. I didn't know how big it was going to be, so I actually ordered French onion soup along with it. Totally didn't need to do that. Glad I did, though, because it was very good. But I was not able to finish either of them because I got too much food. But the flatbread is quite a delicious meal. Very filling. They have a couple other flatbreads, too, but this is the one I'm going to recommend because this is the one I've tried. Boy, it was really good. Very good.
Yum. France is just going to be a win no matter where you stop, I feel like.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
There's the ice cream place and the patisserie.
Oh, right,
and
ice cream, yeah.
Yeah, and we just stopped at Food and Wine. Like, whatever Flower and Garden or Food and Wine are on, like, they'll have a France booth, so.
And, of course, Impressions de France is there, too.
Yes! So, perfect.
I would say overall.
And Impression de France has delicious food in it, so it's like you have to eat something after you see Impression de France.
I would say that France is the best pavilion. At Epcot. I think that's true.
Well, gosh.
Objectively, I think that's just a fact.
When it comes to eating, yes. It doesn't have a ride. And love Norway, too.
It will soon. It's going to soon.
You're right. And, of course, it does have Impression de France. You know what? I'm going to go with you.
Thank you.
The movie and the delicious food. I'm willing to second this.
Thank you. All right, where are we going next?
All right, let's see. So, let's go to another Animal Kingdom-y one. Mm. This one is right outside of Tiffin's. So Tiffin's is quite expensive. My family has never been to Tiffin's, although I kind of like to. The menu sounds good.
Yeah,
but if you don't want to spend the money, the Nomad Lounge is right adjacent to Tiffin's, and it has a really wonderful, it's like a bar menu, but I mean, you know, I love snacking, so like everything on the menu was perfectly fine as a meal. We tried the African spiced Wagyu. Now I don't know how to pronounce this. Beef sliders with Vineyard potatoes. Vineyard. and they were really good. Like, it was like three little beef burgers, and the it was like very tomatoey, had a very tomatoey sauce on it, and just really good. Also, we loved the bread service. They have, I just copied out the name of the bread so I wouldn't forget, pomegranate olive oil, harissa yogurt, black-eyed pea hummus. Oh, you know, these are the dips that you put them in, and zoo yogurt. But they
really
had
good.
A pomegranate bread, too. I think they had a bread that was like kind of fruity, like unexpectedly fruity, but really good. And then they had like a crackery bread. It was just so, so good. And it came in a tiffin, which is, of course, a little jar. And we loved that so much. Like, and they have like so many drinks on the menu, too. They have like, I think when we came in, we were like, oh, do you have any, you know, special drinks, like specialty tiffins? And they were like, yeah, we have 13. So they have a large selection of fun drinks.
Are the potatoes here, are these like fries, or are these just like cooked potatoes?
Yeah, I think they might have been cut in half. They were pretty small, but they were potatoes rather than fries.
Were they good?
They were really, yeah, I really liked them.
That sounds delicious. That sounds good.
And that area is such a pretty space to sit in. There are these like, you know, sort of curtains and netting, and like there's a nice balcony that looks out over the bridge to Pandora. Just really fun spot to kind of relax in the park.
I may have to give these beef sliders a try when I'm down there next. This sounds really good. Really good. Okay, let's see. Where am I taking us next? Boy. Oh, you know what? Let's stay in Animal Kingdom. Let's go over to Satuli Canteen, shall we,
Yum.
Emma? Boy, anything you get here is going to be good. Oh, I'm going to recommend so good. The chopped wood grilled chicken bowl. Let's see. Wood grilled chicken thighs marinated with garlic and olive oil topped with crunchy veggie slaw and bubble balls served with your choice of base and sauce. And they have different bases and sauces to choose from. But seriously, like, any combination of anything on this menu is really, really good. I know a lot of people are talking up Satuli Canteen right now, but I've not met a person who's gone there and has not been.
And didn't like.
Yeah, like, everybody loves it. It's really, really good. So, yeah, this is it. This is in Pandora. This is in the new area over at Animal Kingdom. It's kind of tucked away. If you're just going to Flight of Passage or you're just getting on to the River Journey, it's easy to miss it. But it's over there kind of in the right corner near the bathrooms of the Pandora area. It's really well themed, too.
Yeah, I love that building because it's like a army hangar or whatever. But yeah. The Na'vi have obviously taken it over and decorated it with just incredible, you know, woven pieces and like interesting lamps hanging from the ceiling. And yeah. The Satuli Canteen is one of those places, at some dining places, I feel like Disney was just like, oh, let's stick this window in here and people could, you know, eat while they walk or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't really, you know, have a good solution for seating. But Satuli Canteen, they obviously thought it out really well. Yeah. And there's lots of seating inside with air conditioning. And then there's seating outside, too. So it's just, I love that place. I would have to go with the vegetable steamed curry pods, bao buns. Steamed vegetable curry pot with eggplant, cauliflower, sweet potato, carrots, and shallot cilantro cream, served with crunchy vegetable slaw and vegetable chips, which, it's so hard for me to get anything other than the curry pods. And I know I've mentioned this before, but you can get it without the chips, and it's about half the price. It's like $4.50 instead of $11. And then you'll have more space to have dessert because these have the best desserts. They have blueberry cream cheese mousse, which you wouldn't think is as good as it sounds, but it's amazing. Like, I'm not even a huge blueberry person, and this is just stunning. It has passion fruit curd on top. Have you tried this yet?
It's interesting that you say that because I'm not much of a blueberry fan either in terms of desserts, but it does look very good. And so you saying that even if you're not a blueberry fan, you gotta try it. That might push me over the edge.
It's so amazing. I love it. Although I did see someone with one of the bowls last time, and I was like, wow, I should have gotten that. I shouldn't have gotten that. You need like three stomachs at Satuli Canteen.
You really do. You could, if Kelly and I had gone and could have agreed on a bowl to get, we could have just split it. It's enough food, you know, and then you have a little bit left over if you want to get a snack or something later. That's an option too. So there you go. Satuli Canteen. Can't recommend it enough.
Yum. So next we'll hop from Animal Kingdom to Animal Kingdom Lodge, specifically Kidani Village, the DVC Vacation Club portion of the resort, and we're going to have Sanaa is so good. I feel like we've mentioned Sanaa here. I feel like it's still a little bit, like, when you hear people talk about Sanaa, they will rave about it, and yet I feel like it's still a little bit of a hidden gem, like, because it is so tucked back there, because Jumbo House is the first... I think that's the first one on the bus route.
Yeah.
Or is it? Do they take you back to...
I always wonder if you're staying at Kidani. Like, it's got to be a little confusing because most of the time they just drop you off at Jumbo first.
It must be different. I think it's different bus routes for different parks, though, because I'm remembering now. I can't remember where, but we were coming back from somewhere and we did stop at Kidani Village first.
Well,
I think there's one that goes in reverse.
Well, because I know that when we stayed there at Jumbo House, I remember if we were getting on an Animal Kingdom Lodge bus from a park, if we got it on the bus, sometimes they would say, Kidani. And they just like let you know, like, hey, this bus is going to Kidani first, to Kidani and then coming back. So I'm not really sure. I was kind of confused by the whole thing, to be honest. There were times when I ended up walking from Kidani to Jumbo.
That is the simplest way, probably, because it isn't a super long walk. I mean, I guess it's not a short walk either.
A little longer than you would expect, but it's not like killer or anything if the weather's fine.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun to explore the Kidani Village, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a really nice library area. But anyway, you come into that lovely little lobby. It's like a miniature version of the main lobby, I feel like, at Jumbo House.
Yeah.
And you go all the way to the back and go down the stairs. And Sanaa's right there. They're often, like, playing a drum to welcome you. My favorite thing on the menu here is the tandoori chicken. It's served open-faced on naan bread. Their naan bread is amazing. With roasted chicken, rocket, pickled onion, tomato, and sambal mayonnaise.
Oh, that sounds really
good. Oh, my gosh. It's so good. I made, well, you know, I don't think it was tandoori chicken. I think it was butter chicken. But I feel like it was a Sanaa recipe at home I one time made and, like, put in lots of curry and lots of interesting spices. And it was really delicious. But it's hard to beat the original because that naan bread is amazing. And I think they have the special naan oven. Like, you don't get to see it, but it'd be like a server has told us about it, where like they throw the bread onto the side and that's where it cooks. They do have a bread service at Sanaa, just like they have a bread service at the Nomad Lounge. Both of those are really good bread services. But yeah, I just love Sanaa. Like, and the windows look right out onto the savannah there. Like, I feel like that's maybe the closest to a savannah of like any restaurant, like at the Animal Kingdom or at Jumbo House. Like, that's kind of the closest you can sit and eat and watch the animals. Just so good.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I know, yeah, we talked about the naan bread before. It's like a leavened oven-baked flatbread found in the cuisines Central Asia and South Asia. Yeah. I don't know, it looks familiar, but I'm not sure if I've ever tried it before, if I've been to a restaurant that served it. Oh no, I have had it. I see that Indian restaurants will serve it too. So I've definitely eaten that before.
I've been reading, I don't know, I've been, had like an Indian Bollywood kind of week. I've been reading Kim, the book Kim by Rudyard Kipling, which is so, so good. And it's like full of like really good descriptions of food that make you want to eat, you know, something exotic and curried and all that. So
nice. Let's see. I guess I'm going to take us back over to Disney Springs again. And I want to talk just a little bit about Blaze Pizza. This is the best way I describe this to folks is just to say this is sort of like a Subway for pizza, except for like really, really good. So you can build your own pizza, and the prices are really nice too. Like, you can build your own pizza for under $10, which is pretty impressive. Or you can get a signature pizza, and even those are going to be under $10. So you've got like a red vine pizza, which has mozzarella, cherry tomatoes, Parmesan, red sauce. You can even get like a gluten-free dough. It's just going to cost you like 10 extra bucks. Meat eaters, veg out, which is going to have zucchini, mushrooms, red onion, mozzarella. They've got all kinds of stuff here. I've only been the one time, and I actually, when I went, I sampled the pizza of the people I was with because I was on a health kick at the moment. And so I actually got a salad. Which they'll like make you a salad too, but the salad actually was really good. Like it's not heretical to say this at Blaze Pizza, because I did try the other pizzas and they were really good, especially for the price. Again, like, can't emphasize that enough. Especially for their price, and especially for like Disney prices, like it was really good. And then the salad was really good too, so not to be missed. And Blaze Pizza is pretty close over to where Deluxe Burger is as well, kind of in that same little section.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, so definitely check that place out. The only thing about that place is that it's so good that it stays pretty busy. And the seating in there is like this sort of almost like cafeteria seating, where it's like these long picnic style tables. Not a huge fan of that, but other than that, really, really good.
I feel like I've seen lots of cast members on their lunch breaks there, because I think like the pizza is supposed to be ready in 2 minutes or something. Like, it's they have some like slogan or promise where it'll be ready really fast.
It's cheap and it's quick and it's good, so that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Well, since we're at Disney Springs, another favorite of my family's is B.B. Wolf's. Mm. So this is a walk-up counter, and it's just off the bridge that connects, you know, Rainforest Cafe to the Lego store.
Yeah.
Our favorite thing there is the Three Little Pigs Trio. So they're mini hot dogs. They change the flavors every so often. Right now they're Italian, Latin, and Greek. In the past, though, they've had like a Reuben one. Like, they're always really interesting, exotic flavors.
Yeah.
And it's nice that it's a trio of mini hot dogs, because then if you like don't love one, you're not committed to it. You kind of move on to the next one. And it's so good. The buns are, I don't know how they do them exactly. Like, they're little mini buns. And then it's almost like I mean, it's not a grilled cheese because there's no melted cheese, but the buns, they obviously grill the either side of them. So it's like beautifully crispy and
that sounds
and then
good.
Like the toppings are amazing. Yeah, I would highly recommend that. It comes with a side of homemade pickles, which is kind of fun. Yeah, we've eaten there. I feel like ever since we discovered it, it's like a place we have to go back to. Although there's another place, so I'm sneaking on another thing I've never tried, but totally want to try. On the other end of the bridge, have you ever passed this, Josh? It's called Aristo Crepes.
Yes, I have.
It hasn't been open when we've been there. Mm-hmm. We went, and I really want to try it, though. They have, like, these, are they bubble crepes or bubble waffles? Like, they have really interesting stuff on that menu. I just desperately want to try that. It sounds amazing. They have, like, sweet things and savory things. Yeah. Someday.
Disney Springs makes it very difficult to decide what you're going to eat because there's so many good things. It's always funny. Like, it was funny the other day. I was telling Kelly about like all the resorts I've stayed at, and I'm trying to like stay at all the resorts. And she was like, "Are you ever gonna try and like eat at every restaurant at Disney?" And I was like, "I don't even know like how
if that's possible.
You would possibly do that. Like, there's if you go on the Disney website and you click all dining, it says 400 restaurants. So I don't even know how you would begin." But it, so Disney Springs makes that even more difficult because it's like I think just this week they announced they were gonna have like three new Italian restaurants opening. It's impossible. By the way, last week on the show, this is completely unrelated, but last week on the show I said that Stitch's Great Escape was going to be closed, and you said no, it's not closed. And I said, well, unless they announce sometime in the next couple of weeks that it's opening for Christmas. Sure enough, a couple of days after we released the episode, they announced it's open for Christmas. So there you go.
So it's a extreme seasonal ride.
Yeah. So we were both kind of right, I guess, but you were mostly right on that one. So anyways, Disney Springs.
Yes. So good. My brain is still on the bubble waffles. They have a salted caramel bubble waffle and a strawberry bubble waffle. And guys, Google bubble waffle and just look at the pictures because it's like, whoa, it's like, what is this? Looks so amazing.
Doesn't that
look super unique? It's like, how do you even describe it?
Oh, that's interesting.
It's like a waffle made of bubbles.
It looks like it looks like a wall ornament, like something you would see on a wall.
It's very decorative.
Like at a hotel.
It looks amazing. A lot of the pictures, like they have it like in a cone with like ice cream in the middle. I don't know if they do that at Aristo Crepes.
Right,
maybe that's how they serve it. Oh, guys, I need to try this. I need to try this.
That looks amazing. I'm looking at a recipe on cookiesandcups.com.
But see, wouldn't you need a special iron, like waffle iron? I'm pretty sure that they
you
must.
You can get it for $36.94 on Amazon. Hmm. The bubble waffle maker.
Worth it or not?
I don't know.
Wow, there are bubble waffles
so
with
quickly.
Chicken here. Wow, this is why I need to get to Aristo Crepes. I'm kind of heartbroken that we tried to go on our last trip, but I think they close at like 10 and we were there pretty late. We were like there at maybe 10:30 and it was like, oh, no.
You know, that's a good point. I've never been at Disney Springs super late. Do most of the restaurants stay open until midnight
They're
or 1?
They're open a lot. Not midnight or 1, but I think how late... We ate at Earl of Sandwich that night, and I feel like we made it right before they closed. They close at 11.
Okay. Well, there have to be some restaurants that stay open that late because why else? I mean, because most of what Disney Springs is food. I mean, I guess there are shops, but do the shops stay open until midnight? Anyways,
I'll have to
go over there late one time and just see what else, like what's open over there that late.
Yeah, I don't think a lot is. We had on our trip, my mom actually lost her driver's license that night. And like, so they went back over at probably 1 and it was like deserted. And they found it, which was amazing. A manager had actually picked it up and like saw my mom and recognized her.
Boy.
But they said it was pretty deserted, which you think of Disney Springs as like a nightlife place. So like I wouldn't have expected it to be so completely deserted at 1, but yeah.
That was a really smart thing that they did building Disney Springs, like kind of recognizing like why are we okay with people leaving property to go spend money? Why don't they just spend that money here? so anyways, I really enjoy Disney Springs. Like, I remember the first time going back as an adult, they were like, all right, the first night we're here, we're going to go to Disney Springs. We're going to shop. And I was like, why? Why don't we just go to the park? But then once we got there and looked around, I was like, oh, this is a cool area. This is fun.
It's just so relaxing. Like, it just makes you feel like you're on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, okay, I'm gonna end my list with a dessert. This is kind of the only, like, non-meal, I guess, on my list. This is just a dessert, but it is definitely more well-known, but it's worth talking about, Emma. It is the Ooey Gooey Toffee Cake over at Liberty Tree Tavern.
So good.
Which you can get
so amazing
as a part of your meal for dinner, or you can get it a la carte for lunch. I recommend either. Great restaurant, incredible dessert. Emma hyped this up to me for so long. The Ooey Gooey Toffee Cake couldn't have overhyped it enough. Definitely one of the best desserts I've ever had in my entire life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. So, it's so good. It is better, I think, than we always get it at lunch because we don't want to have to get the whole family service meal in the evening. And you are usually too full. Like, if you eat a full meal before it, in fact, my brother and I often split the fish and chips at Liberty Tree Tavern.
Yeah.
And then we each get an Ooey Gooey Toffee Cake, which is perfect. They used to have it was called the Tri-Corner Sandwich. It was roast beef and coleslaw on focaccia bread, and it was so good. And it's been years and years since they've had this, but I will never stop being sad that they discontinued it because it just felt like the perfect match with the Ooey Gooey Toffee Cake, you know, because it was like this perfect, delicious sandwich, really good bread, like really fresh coleslaw, and then you have this, you know, lovely, you know, Ooey Gooey Toffee Cake. It is exactly what it says, which is kind of funny. Like, you hear that and you're like, well, what is it? It's ooey and it's gooey and it's toffee cake. And it's almost like a brownie cake. Like, there's it is a unique texture, like cookie. It feels a little like a cookie, but then it is cake and it's ooey and it's gooey and it's topped with ice cream.
It's so like good. Just the right amount of it too. Like, it looks big when you get it, but then when you're done with it, you're like, oh, it's over. but it's cool the way they bring it out too. Like, it comes in this like iron skillet thing. I don't know. I don't know my cooking term as well. But they bring it out in like some sort of like utensil, like they would have cooked it in. And it's really good, man. It's so good. Thank you for recommending that. I'm glad that I cheated on my diet a little bit. It was 100% worth it.
Yeah. Well, here we go. For my last pick, I have astonishingly a salad, which I don't eat salads normally. I'm so the opposite of Josh. Give me the dessert. But this one I've loved for years, and this has been a staple on the menu for quite a while. We're at Columbia Harbor House. I slipped earlier, and that's why I think my brain was on that.
It's the
broccoli
salad.
Peppercorn salad with chicken. It has fresh mixed greens topped with grilled chicken, garden vegetables, broccoli, sunflower seeds, and Parmesan cheese. Tossed with a peppercorn dressing. It's so good.
That sounds
like
delicious.
I would not think of myself as a salad person, but I really love that peppercorn and the chicken, and it's just a really nice, refreshing meal. So
yeah, that sounds great, and I appreciate the role reversal here. I think that's fun. Probably fun for the listeners at home. So there you go. Boy, this was fun. It's always fun talking food.
Yum.
Over at Disney World.
I'm always surprised when people like say, oh yeah, Disney World's like theme park food. Like, it's not. I'm like, did you go to Disney World? Like, there's so much good food. The food is half the fun. So, yes.
No, I mean, you know, maybe if you just go to Disney World without a plan and you end up in the Magic Kingdom and you're just like, where are we going to eat? And you end up at like, what is the name of that lunch place? The Cosmic Rays or something.
The one with Sunny Eclipse.
Yeah. And
you'll be traumatized by Sunny Eclipse and you won't be impressed with the food.
Yeah, so. You just get somewhere with like a burger and fries and you're like, this is fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's your only experience with Disney dining. Sure, like I get it. But yeah, if you know where to look, and hopefully this list will kind of help you out, there's definitely there's a lot of really fun stuff over at Disney World. So yeah, definitely check all that stuff out. Emma, on Wednesday, we're going to announce the winner of our contest, our iTunes review contest. So I've actually already picked the winner. So if you want to be entered in For the next contest. What are we going to give away the next one? Are we going to do more pins, or do you have something to give away, Emma? Or what should
we
do here?
Well, I have a couple park mats. I stole some, and I didn't steal it at all. I just made sure I grabbed extra, like, from the Halloween party and from Food & Wine. I have a little Food & Wine booklet that has all the fun stickers. So, yeah, we could do a little package with just some sort of fun Disney stickers, Disney paper.
That sounds
paper
great.
Goods.
Okay, good. Yeah. So let's do that. So if you leave us an iTunes review in the next couple of weeks now, you'll be entered into a drawing for that prize, which will be the park maps for the different special occasions going on at Magic Kingdom and Epcot and stuff. That sounds good. So yeah, just go leave us a review on iTunes and you're automatically entered, and we would love to hear from you in that way. And if you also want to join our private Facebook page, we'd love to see you over there. Just click the link in the description of this episode or go to wdwaz.com. Link is there as well. And please, please, please follow us on social media. Emma does such a great job with all of our social media accounts. Where can they find us on Facebook and Twitter and all that?
Yeah, so if you hop over there, we are Disney World A2Z. That's T-O, not the number, but the word. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Definitely give us a like, give us a follow. We'd love to see you there.
Awesome. So on Wednesday, if you're new here, we do listener questions. So in a couple of days, we will have a new episode up, and we'll be talking some listener questions. And we get a lot of those from our website, but also from our private Facebook page. So if you have questions for us, feel free to leave us one on either of those places or on one of our social media accounts. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. We will talk at you on Wednesday. Take care. Bye.
Have a magical day.